just makes me happy every time we play it. 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Bruce Woody is the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA, as it is more affectionately known. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Good to have you on. So yesterday you had a meeting, as we always try to do a little recap with you after we have a meeting for the for the ECUA board. One thing, by the way, just worth noting is your board composition will not change in November because am I right that all three of the board members either were unopposed or won their primary elections without opposition in November? Is that right?
That is true. The ECUA board districts are the same as the county, so we had districts 1, 3, and 5 that were up for election, and the incumbents of Vicki Campbell in District 1, Larry Williams in District 3, and Kevin Stevens in District 5 all retained their seats.
Very good. So easy for you. Transition is no transition, right? That's always
that is helpful for staff and administration. That's true.
Simplest of all possible things.
We have a wonderful board. They do an exceptional job. They represent customers well, and they interact and provide good leadership and direction to staff. We're happy to work with them.
A couple of things that I want to get to with you. One is, I guess, your Reclaim Plant Managers won an award. Is that right? Or won some awards?
Yes. We're extremely pleased to say that our plant managers at our three wastewater water reclamation facilities received awards from the National Association of Clean Water Agencies. These are called Peak Performance Awards. And are given across the United States only to those folks who have 5 or less excursions over a calendar year for their permits. What that represents for us here locally, we have 12,825 compliance points that those three plants have to meet over the course of a year. Out of all those, we only had 6 points that we didn't meet 100%. So we have a 99.95 compliance.
Sounds impressive to me.
That's even better. Yeah, that's as good or better performance than you get out of other utilities in terms of uptime on electrical energy or gas supply or things like that. So we're very proud of
it. And this would be like the big plant in Cantonment and the Bayou Marcus. Am I thinking about the right places that this would apply to?
Yep. Those are two. The other one's the one at Pensacola Beach.
Oh, okay. Right. I wasn't thinking about that one. No, I appreciate that. So, wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Well done. You guys have an online pay system that you're kind of wanting people to transition to if they're willing. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Some people may already be familiar with an online pay system we used to have called Kubra. We've transitioned to a new bill pay system that's powered by InfoSend. This new system allows customers to make payments quickly and easily from any device that has internet access, whether it's a computer, a mobile phone, a tablet. Some of the key new features of the new pay system, it has a much more user-friendly, intuitive interface. So even first-time navigators can easily navigate the program, platform. Secure transactions. It has advanced encryption and security measures. It has flexible pay options. You can now choose to pay by credit card, direct bank transfer, one-time or even recurring payments. You can also make multiple payments for those customers, perhaps. And then own multiple properties. A landlord and you have multiple properties, you can make those all rolled into a single account and pay them all at the same time. We just have a prior limitation of $500 per payment. That has gone away. So customers with larger bills can pay in a single payment. We have real-time confirmation in terms of providing records that come back to you upon payment. You can access it 24/7. And a feature that I really like, lastly, is customer-initiated text messaging. If you want to set up a text message that comes to yourself that reminds you that when a bill is due or when it's past due, you can set those up on the platform. It will automatically send reminders to you.
Can people text you to do the bulk pickup? Is that something you have the capability for, or do they need to call?
Right now, you need to call, although, boy, you're intuitive. You are just a little bit ahead of us. We're probably about 30 days out from announcing that our Recycle Coach app that goes on your phone will be adding that feature.
Great.
Technically, it's in beta right now. If you were to go out to it, you can actually find it. It's a page where if you have the app, it'll automatically know what your address is and what your route schedule is. You put in a little bit of information about when you want something picked up and check a few boxes as to what type of material you have picked up. Hit send, and it automatically goes to our scheduler.
Because I will just tell you, as a radio host who has historically always taken phone calls, we get zero phone calls and a jillion texts. People like the text. It's a much easier system if they can text you to pick it up or if it's in the app, you know. Future news, right? 30 days out. Hey, quick question, Bruce Woody, ECUA Executive Director. Is there a fee for online pay, or is it the same price as if you pay through other mechanisms?
Essentially the same kind of pay as before. If you use ACH, it's less expensive, 35 cents. If you use a credit card, then there is a 2.9% fee for that.
Okay, so there's a transaction fee for credit card, a slightly less transaction fee for a bank debit. Okay, very good. You guys are doing a couple of construction projects, in Rarity Point, Pensacola Beach, and the Michigan Avenue one that a lot of people see and worry about that interfering with, which is not your project. It's an FDOT project, but you guys are doing some things in, you know, same time as they're doing it, because if the road's torn up, you can do your stuff, right?
Yes. We have projects all over town, but three higher profile ones include Inner Area Point Road. We'll soon have the first of a two-phase project to add a parallel water line. We have, because of the development that's occurred there over the years, pressure has become an issue on occasion in some points of the day, so we're improving that line. We're starting on the west end. Last night's board, we just approved the purchase of the pipe for that project, and that project will be bid here soon and will be a construction project over the course of the next year. Pensacola Beach, you may remember that we've been adding a reclaimed water line. That is a water line that we use for irrigation right now along the medians on Vindaluna. We're going to extend that and provide opportunities for the hotels and other properties to tap that to use for irrigation. And that's water that comes from our treated effluent. When that project gets completed over several more phases in a few more years, that will almost, not quite, but almost eliminate our discharges to the Sound, because we'll be using it for irrigation. So it's a wonderful project. And then lastly, Michigan Avenue. FDOT is doing a large project on Michigan Avenue on either side of Mobile Highway. And as a part of that, we're doing some water main relocation and using it as an opportunity to upgrade a main. That project has already started on the west end. They're doing that work at night in order to minimize impacts to traffic. It will continue through March of 2025.
Okay, so that intersection, they can expect at least sometimes lane restrictions because of the work being done by you guys and FDOT for about the next 7 or 8 months. Okay, very good. Hey, I wanted to ask you, we're talking to Bruce Woody, Executive Director at ECUA. Nathan Boyles, who is one of the owners, operators of Adam Sanitation out of Okaloosa County, but they do a lot of work in Santa Rosa County as well. He was at the Milton City Council meeting last week, and he made an announcement, something that surprised me. He said that, I think it was Waste Management is constructing, it might not have been Waste Management, but I think it was, that they're building a pretty significant recycling facility in Okaloosa County. The recycling market, he said, has changed. Some of the ways that they are doing recycling in this facility, which will be operational maybe in 30 days, 60 days, something like that, is a little bit more advanced and can capitalize on some of the market changes. How, first of all, is recycling gotten better? He seemed to indicate that it has gotten better, but also, how is the availability of an alternative to what you guys are doing going to affect you guys?
Yeah. Waste Management has built a new facility, and I believe it just went online last week.
Oh, okay.
One of our outside customers is Okaloosa County, and as you can imagine, they have switched over to this facility just because of the ability to save all the transportation charges.
Sure.
Costs a lot of money to haul it this far west. They've entered into a contract. I hope it'll work out okay for them. They're paying quite a bit more to take it to Waste Management than they were to take it over here. So we wish them some success. The market right now happens to be really up, which is favorable for anybody who's doing recycling at the moment. But it is a commodities market. So things go through cycles, and there's good years and bad years, and sometimes there's a little bit of both in the same year. So recycling generally doesn't pay for itself. It's an appropriate thing to do. You don't see many private vendors that are in that business as a result. Waste Management is largely because they're subsidized by the folks who use the service. In this case, Volusia County is essentially paying more for the service than what they're getting in revenue in order to help subsidize it.
Okay, so it's still not good enough that people are making money on it, but because people believe in the concept of recycling, they're willing to pay for it or be subsidized through government, which will pay for it or something like that. Okay, that's fairly good.
Absolutely, which is the way we continue to provide it. It helps the community in general by keeping waste out of the landfill, and it gets products recycled and put back into the economy.
But it is doing better than it had been really bad for a while, so it's good to hear that it's doing
really
better.
Yeah, cardboard is really up. Cardboard's almost $120 a ton now, and a year and a half ago, it was only bringing $20 to $30 a ton.
Oh, good Lord.
That's how much the swing can be sometimes.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about has to do with PFAS, which I know you and I have talked about many times. The ongoing effort that ECUA is involved in, and extraordinarily expensive, I mean, millions and millions of dollars to make sure that, you're working toward, in compliance with what the EPA has come out with, the standards that were just not that long ago announced, monitoring your wells, putting in these filters. They're very expensive. Then the replacement of the carbon is very expensive, is just all of it. But the thing I wanted to ask you about, because I know in Milton they've been talking a lot about the wastewater treatment plant for years now, and one of the things that they had a conversation about was the treatment standards for PFAS for effluent, treated water that can be used for irrigation, or even, I guess, for sewage. I'm not quite sure what's involved there. It's one thing to test drinking water, which we do, and we now have a standard for that. But I am assuming that you guys are also anticipating a future where there will have to be a standard for PFAS content for treated effluent, and that's going to be an expensive thing in order to filter, I assume, the effluent when it comes out of the treatment process. Am I thinking about this the right way?
Yes, right now there's a standard that's been in the news that everybody's been talking about for drinking water. That's 4 parts per trillion is the limit. That's almost unable to be detected. That is so difficult to.
In fact, that's where the standard is, right? It's at the it's what you can detect is the standard, right?
Right. Exactly. But on the wastewater side, they're talking about, but haven't set any particular standards. If they do, the cost to implement additional treatment processes on the wastewater side will be another challenge. You hesitated a moment when you talked about sewage. I think what you're probably thinking about is a byproduct of the water reclamation process is called biosolids. It's essentially a sludge material that's taken out of the water. Mm-hmm. And right now we process it and use it either for fertilizer, or we use it as an amendment in our composting program to create compost out of wood waste.
Right.
Are our current two uses. But if they put a standard on biosolids as well, and how you discharge with wastewater. Usually it's either applied in the ground or injected back in the ground. Those kinds of standards.
Oh,
really,
yeah, that makes sense.
Goodness,
if it's used as fertilizer.
Yeah. Additional expense.
Okay. All right. Well, we're, I mean.
And part of the way we would address that also would be to increase the standards for those folks who are discharging to us. So industrial contributions, their cost at their locations would go way up, which could affect businesses.
I gotcha.
Mainly industrial businesses. Probably the one that would affect the most would be our local county landfill. They are pretty tremendous. source of PFAS as well.
Oh, okay. And because the runoff, the water runoff that you guys then treat for at your plant comes from them and carries a high level of PFAS because it comes off of their landfill. Is that right?
Off their landfill facility.
Okay.
That's correct.
Interesting. All right. Well, I mean, that's future stuff, but it's still stuff you got to be thinking about now. And of course, cost. And how can we defray that or, you know, make other people pay for their contribution? That makes sense. Bruce Woody, the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Bruce, thank you so much for the information. As always, after we have a meeting of your board, and thanks for doing what you do to, you know, keep the water safe, you know, take care of our trash and our recycling, and take care of our sewage, stuff that maybe nobody wants to think about, but it's pretty important when it doesn't get done right.
That's true. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, Andrew.